This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Fierce fighting continued Saturday in Gaza between Israeli forces and Hamas, despite urgings from U.S. officials for Israel to use more precise targeting of Hamas leaders in Gaza rather than widespread bombing and ground operations. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
As the war continues to take an enormous toll on Palestinian civilians, the U.S. is calling on Israel to transition from a heavy assault to a more targeted phase of the campaign. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. At the White House, National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby said Sullivan discussed the progress of the war.
He did talk about possible transitioning from what we would call high-intensity operations, which is what we're seeing them do now, to lower-intensity operations sometime, you know, in the near future. But I don't want to put a timestamp on it.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Residents in northern Gaza Saturday reported heavy bombing and the sounds of gun battles overnight and into the morning in devastated Gaza City and nearby urban refugee camp of Jabalia. The Israeli military, meanwhile, says it's investigating the killing of two Palestinians in the West Bank after soldiers were caught on camera shooting them at close range. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
Security footage obtained by an Israeli human rights group shows two Israeli soldiers pursuing, then shooting the men, one while he was incapacitated and the other appearing to be unarmed during a raid in a West Bank refugee camp. Also, Israeli police said that they were suspending two officers who were filmed beating up a Palestinian photojournalist in East Jerusalem. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Russia and Ukraine Saturday exchanged drone attacks soon after the European Union funding for Ukraine stalled. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia and Ukraine have each reported dozens of attempted drone attacks in the past day, just hours after Hungary vetoed $54.5 billion of EU funding to Ukraine. Ukraine's Air Force said that its air defense had shot down 30 of 31 drones launched overnight in 11 regions across the country. Russia also said it had thwarted a series of Ukrainian drone attacks. Stepped-up drone attacks over the past month come as both sides are keen to show they're not deadlocked as the war approaches its 2 years' duration. I'm Karen Chamas.
Speaking in Italy Saturday, entrepreneur Elon Musk, whose company Tesla makes the world's most popular electric car, said fossil fuels, oil and gas, should not be demonized. Musk was speaking at a gathering of Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's right-wing Brothers of Italy party in Rome. He was commenting on the UN climate conference, COP28, which concluded this week in Dubai with an agreement to begin reducing global consumption of fossil fuels to avert the worst of climate change.
And I don't think we should demonize oil and gas. I think we should say, look, that is obviously necessary in the short term and the medium term, too. And it'll take several decades to become sustainable. So I think if we just, without getting too worried about it, seek to have a sustainable energy future gradually, then that's what will happen.
Musk went on to say he believes climate change might be a concern in the long term, but is overblown and exaggerated in the short term. Meanwhile, Bolivia on Friday opened its first lithium plant in what President Luis Arce called an historic step towards making the nation one of the world's top producers of the precious metal. Bolivia is the global leader in lithium resources with an estimated reserve of 23 million metric tons. The U.S. East Coast is bracing for some heavy weather beginning in Florida and moving north, but no snow. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The National Weather Service says some places can expect more than 3 inches of rain and wind so strong there's a risk of tornadoes. Tourists looking for beach days could only dream.
I look like I'm going to Alaska, not to Florida.
Audio courtesy WPLG. Meanwhile, meteorologist Rich Otto tells the AP that weather system is moving up the East Coast.
Generally, rain for the most part with this system. It's not going to be a big snowstorm. But 1 to 3 locally higher rainfall totals for the East Coast, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast.
And he says a lot of cold air. I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.